Hello, and welcome to today's Sterling Commerce webcast, Simplify B2B File-Based Transactions by Moving to the Cloud. All listeners are currently in listen-only mode and will remain so throughout the webcast. At any time, you may submit your questions via the chat window on your screen. I'm Stephanie Rulo, and I'm pleased to host today's session and to introduce our speakers, Mr. Matt Buese, Product Marketing Manager, and Dan Davis, Product Manager, IBM Sterling B2B Services. Before we get underway, I want to emphasize we'll be addressing your questions at the end of the presentation portion of this webcast. You may pose your questions to our presenters via the chat window on your screens at any time, and we'll address them before we adjourn. If time runs out before we can get to all of them, we'll respond to remaining questions via email. Our speakers today are Matt Buese and Dan Davis. Matt is a Product Marketing Manager for IBM Sterling Managed File Transfer. He has 11 years of experience in both wireless telecommunications and B2B software technology fields. He holds a degree in marketing from the University of Kentucky, an MBA in strategy and finance from Ohio State University. His areas of expertise include cloud-based file transfer processes in communications and media, and IBM Sterling Connector Act. Dan is a member of the IBM Sterling B2B Cloud Services team. He manages a number of as-a-service offerings, including file transfer service, small partner enablement solutions, Swift Service Bureau, Customs Gateway, and our global interconnects. Dan has over 20 years of hands-on experience in optimizing corporate EDI investments through trading partner connectivity and enablement solutions. Matt and Dan, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Stephanie, and good morning to everybody who's joining us. This is Matt Buese, along with me, Dan Davis. And thanks for joining for this preview session that we're offering to many of our customers for a new offering that we'll be bringing to market in June, IBM Sterling File Transfer Service. Over the next 30 minutes or so, I'm going to start out by talking a little bit and help build some context into why we're bringing this new offering to market. Dan is going to give an introduction to the service itself and what it entails and what it can do, and I will close out the call prior to our Q&A with kind of a look into the portfolio view and how this really fits in with all the other offerings that IBM and Sterling have in the managed file transfer portfolio. So to begin with, I really just want to build some context and introduce to you a lot of what we have been hearing from our customers, and also we've validated with some research around some significant issues that many of you may be facing with managing your file transfers with your B2B partners. And to start at the highest level and introduce the concept of the dynamic business network, this is really a concept that the network enables companies and their customers, partners, and suppliers to connect and communicate in a productive, secure, and effective manner. Now, every company does have a dynamic business network simply because in today's global and virtual business climate, companies are constantly relying on positive and consistent interactions with their customers and their partners and their suppliers. B2B collaboration, a concept within the dynamic business network, is really the ability to automate business processes or secure exchange of master data among two or more companies. Within B2B collaboration, organizations depend on file transfer to facilitate many business critical processes, including moving transactions between businesses, supporting exchanges in business processes, as well as delivering products in the digital supply chain. However, I want to introduce everyone to some significant trends and some compelling findings we have been looking into, and how these are complicating many of these processes and really limiting the success for many IT organizations as they try to develop and build out and maintain their dynamic business networks. So if we take a step back, I'd really like you to ask yourself some of the following questions, and that is, are the number of your partners that you exchange data with growing or expected to grow in the next 12 to 36 months? Are the files exchanged with those partners growing in both size and frequency? frequency, and will existing software processes and IT systems support that growth? And also, do you struggle to keep up with changing partner requirements around protocol and other communication standards? Another way to look at this is, are you struggling with managing an efficient IT operation while balancing a shortage of capital budget and skilled staff, either to invest in or to manage your B2B file transfer infrastructure and activity? Or to balance the high cost to manage and troubleshoot data exchange activity and the lengthy onboarding of new partners? And finally, any limitations in existing systems or processes that drive the addition of new unsecured file transfer solutions or what you may consider rogue FTP servers in your environment? So, I mean, if you answered yes to any of these questions or a combination of these, or you're experiencing any of these pains in your organization, you may be like a lot of customers we've had some very frank conversations with in the last 12 months who are really looking to the cloud as a solution. So Sterling and now IBM has spent a lot of time over the last year talking with you, our customers, and also validating a lot of that with some primary research on why companies seek out cloud solutions in the context of file transfers. And the number one thing that we have found across the board is companies are looking for new ways to manage their partner connections, really in order to reduce the burden on internal IT resources. And if you are expecting your files, your number of files and your number of partners to grow in the coming years, that really accelerates this issue as being top of your list. Secondly, it is the impact on capital budget requirements. The cloud allows you to shift your spend from traditional on-premise software model, which you might be paying high upfront costs, in investment, and really allows that to shift to an operational expense that can be billed monthly as an alternative. The cloud also provides an opportunity to reduce the time to get your partners online so that you can really start trading with them faster, and the means to support and adapt to your partner requirements around those changes in protocol and other communication standards that you do business with your partners. And really, finally, customers are looking to the cloud in order to respond to their global partner expectations and also market conditions. And the highly scalable nature of cloud offerings really lend to that trend. And this has a direct impact on capacity planning and also helps you to grow your business. So as I mentioned earlier, IBM will be introducing a new offering in June, IBM Sterling File Transfer Service. This is really designed to tackle those complexity of file-based interactions with partners in the B2B space. And at this point, I would like to hand it over to Dan, who will walk you through the introduction of the new service.
Hi, folks. Thanks for joining, and Matt, thanks for the intro. This new file transfer service is being offered under our managed file transfer services product mix. It's really being introduced to do all the things that Matt said, obviously, which is to reduce complexity in communicating with your various trading partners. And there's many of you out there, in fact, I would assume all of you on this call, have some type of an on-premise managed file transfer solution today. Well, the purpose of this solution isn't necessarily to replace that. It's designed very much so to augment what you've already got in place and to help you establish a single connection to this cloud-based service, and through that one connection, connect to a new and growing segment of trading partners that you select to be connected with. So there's a real strong differentiator that it's addressing growth in your particular file transfer needs, and it's it addresses it quickly and efficiently, and it does a number of things to help you focus on your business and the things that are important to you and let us go ahead and take care of some of the dirty work, shall we say, behind the scenes to get everything set up and running and tested and moving forward for you. So what we're talking about, again, is the cloud, a cloud-based service for exchanging various business files and interactions with your trading partners. There's four key elements that we like to point out with the service that are of high value to you. It gives you one-to-many connectivity for file transfers with your partners. So what that means to you is your chosen protocol connects you with these trading partners. It's a community that you select. And regardless of their chosen protocol, that one connection is going to deliver your payload. The second thing is that it automates and processes inbound and outbound files within the cloud. What that means to you is that that one connection is going to move your payloads or receive payloads from your various trading partners. If the recipient's not available, we're going to hold that file until they are available. And on the flip side, if there's files coming inbound to you from your chosen trading partners, they'll be held in check until you ping the network or we ping you and you're ready to receive a payload. So it takes care of managing the processing back and forth of these files for you. You don't have to manage multiple connections and monitor them anymore. The third thing is supporting broad trading partner requirements. And it says four format protocol and file size. I like to say regardless of protocol and format. File sizes, the service is ready to handle multi-gig files. It doesn't matter what protocol your trading partners on the other side are using. You can be using FTPS, they can be using AS2. It won't make any difference. You'll be able to just, through that one connection to us, pass your files back and forth between one another, which means you don't have to add new protocols or maintain and upgrade protocols if you desire to retire them in your environment and focus on less protocols in your own infrastructure and allow the ancillary protocols that you don't want to maintain to be handled outside. Fourth thing is that it manages your partners and their connections with our skilled personnel. So as a part of the service, you've determined how many files and gigs you want to move through the service. You also pick your trading partner community. There's various numbers that you can select from or add individual trading partners as you wish. And we will onboard those trading partners for you as a part of the service. And then once onboarded, we will provide customer support to your file transfer service trading partners. So those are some very high value adds to you. It takes all of that management, maintenance, and resource drain off of your deck, and it puts it here in the cloud with us. We'll take care of it for you. So to recap, it's delivered as a service through IBM Sterling B2B Cloud Services. All partner setup and support services are performed by our personnel. And it provides to you real-time visibility and reporting through our in-flight data management tools. And if you're using the network today, as well as some of our on-premise products that you have to handle your own file transfer service needs on-prem, this may be new to you. If you're a network customer already, you may already be using in-flight. And we'll take a look at that in a moment. How about now? What InFlight does is it allows you to be able to, through a browser-based interface coming through our customer portal, you'll sign in to the InFlight tool, and it gives you visibility and governance oversight of your B2B file activities. There's a great deal more to InFlight than this one screen, but this screen is where you go as your landing page into all of your activity for your file transfer service data that's been flowing through. And in each of the line items that you see down on the bottom, that represents an event that's taken place with the receiver. In this case, in this sample, you could either be showing all of your traffic back and forth, or you could be filtering on a single trading partner of yours. And if, as you move to the right on that screen, you can see more info. It looks a little fuzzy here, but hopefully your view is clear enough to see that on the right side, right column, more info. And when you click on that, you'll actually be able to see the details of your file transfers, either inbound or outbound. Very simple. It's very clean and easy to get into, look at, and navigate. Offers you a lot of different capabilities in terms of monitoring what's been going on with your file transfers throughout the course of the day, the week, or the week after, etc. So you have a single, secure, reliable connection to reach your partners. You eliminate a lot of capital expense doing that. You are minimizing the need for on-premise B2B file transfer solutions, meeting your growth demands that your trading partners are throwing at you, or perhaps some that you desire to implement with different customers or suppliers of yours, and you minimize the need for your on-premise IT staff to have to manage and monitor B2B file transfer activity. The viewing's all consolidated here. It's in a single point of access. There are some network alerts that can be set so that certain conditions can tell you that you need to take a look at what's going on or contact us to help out with any type of a situation that you think may be occurring. The value opportunity, this is somewhat of a recap of what we've been running through, but here's the three key points that we want to talk to, is we're through the file transfer service, you're going to reduce your IT operational and infrastructure costs. You don't need to add anything to do this. You've already got a connection with us, or if you're doing business with us today on-prem and you're not hooked up to us, all you need to do is establish a connection using your chosen protocol with us. That's going to be your pipe into and out of the service. You're also going to be able to offload all of the partner setup and support activities to our team. We'll take care of all of that for you. So it's definitely got a big impact on your IT operational and infrastructure costs. We simplify the B2B file transfer processes by consolidating these redundant file transfer servers, software, and partner connections that you have to keep adding to, growing, managing, and maintaining. You can leverage our experience and expertise to optimize this delivery of the B2B file transfers. I think the third bullet point is one I'm hearing more and more of in these early days of stepping into meetings to discuss the service with customers. Everybody seems to be wanting to do more of this, or they're being asked to do more of this. This gives you the ability to grow your business very quickly. If you leverage our cloud-based file transfer service, if you need to bring some trading partners up and you need to do it quickly, simply, and with all of the tracking and monitoring services that you need and want, this is very scalable. You can add on to it as you need to and respond to growing business demands very quickly. Matt, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you now, buddy.
Okay. So up to this point, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about the why and built some context around that, and then Dan walked you through the what the new service offering really is, and next I really want to help develop your understanding of how it fits into the broader IBM Managed File Transfer solution. So here we take a look at the IBM Managed File Transfer suite, and you'll notice this contains many products, and these products really combine to provide our customers with solutions to meet each of your unique file transfer needs. With the addition of the new Sterling File Transfer Service, IBM can now provide a choice of on-premise, cloud, or hybrid solutions to really allow you to manage and control the critical information flows that run your dynamic business network. There are a lot of products listed on this slide, and many of you may be familiar with some or all of them and maybe using some or all of them. For the purpose of this presentation today, I'm going to focus on the three that really address the business-to-business file transfer use cases. So I'll begin with Sterling Connect Direct, which is a very well-known product of ours for quite some time. It addresses the point-to-point use cases for both internal file transfers as well as the B2B file transfers. It's on-premise software controlled 100% by IT. There's a license required at both ends of the communication. It's highly secure with certified security, and it can include a customizable encryption. It allows for extremely high volume and extremely large file, and is provided on a very broad availability of platforms to meet our customers' needs. The second one, Sterling File Gateway. This is again on-premise software, which it addresses the B2B file transfer use cases in the one-to-many connectivity arena. So through File Gateway, you can easily connect to many of your partners as well. Again, as I mentioned, this is on-premise software controlled by IT. It includes a lot of tools for the line of business. So with this offering or with this product, IT can shift some of those responsibilities that you traditionally would have to your line of business partners within your own organization for things such as onboarding and monitoring and management of file transfer activity. It supports any format, any protocol, any size file transfer, and includes things like transformation services. There are web portals for partner self-service, and also the wizards and tools for adding new partners, which I had referenced. So then the newest offering, Sterling File Transfer Service, our third B2B file transfer use case offering. And just quickly to summarize on what Dan has already gone into, it's the one-to-many connectivity. Different from the previous two, it's a cloud service and has very minimal impact on your IT. You set up one connection only and manage that one connection, and the rest is done in the cloud. It supports multiple formats, multiple protocols, with protocol conversions, so it doesn't matter what your partner's trading with or what you're trading with. You don't have to set up independent connections to handle those types of transfers. But it includes a layer of outsourced services as well for adding the new partners and your partner community support. So it's really shifting a lot of the management and ongoing operations of it to the cloud and to IBM's personnel, which typically you would have to do yourselves in-house. So kind of as I mentioned, MFT traditionally has been on-premise software. And many of you may be, or more than likely are, customers of ours for this on-premise software. With the introduction of file transfer services, you now have a choice, or really an alternative to on-premise software for that B2B use case, which really allows you to evolve your file transfer environments to suit your needs. With this introduction, you can choose to manage all file transfers yourself with your on-premise software. Or you can choose to manage all your B2B file transfers in the cloud and offload that responsibility from your IT so that they can focus on more of your higher value of functions within your IT organization. But now customers can choose to combine on-premise with cloud. An example of this could be using Connect Direct for your high volumes with a smaller number of trading partners, and using file transfer service to manage the balance of those partner community, and focus your IT spend on those internal Connect Direct connections. I do want to point out that Sterling File Transfer Service does work as a standalone offering, but it also complements the existing MFT software portfolio. really, again, combining to deliver you a choice of products and services and can be implemented as individual solutions or together to really to realize the full benefits of the suite of now both software and services. And Gartner tells us that it's not really new to implement a hybrid approach to going with on-premise software for some activities and using cloud-based services for other activities. Large organizations are trending towards this approach by combining the two to really evolve your environments to meet your needs. So before I turn it back over to Stephanie to open up for any questions that anyone on the call might have, again, this is a preview to this new offering. There will be some more information coming out over the next month as this is released in June. And our contact information is provided, both Dan and myself, and we'd be happy to address any questions anyone has as follow-up after this. And I also encourage you to reach out to your account team representative and to further look into how file transfer service may complement your existing on-prem software or it may work as a new gateway to you being able to trade more efficiently with your trading partners for large file-based interactions. So with that, Stephanie, I will hand it to you for the questions.
Thank you, Matt. For the Q&A portion of today's webcast, Matt and Dan will be answering your questions. Before we turn to answering questions, let me remind you who have not yet submitted your questions, you may do so by typing your question in the chat window on your screen and then clicking the send button. If time runs out before we can get to all of the questions, we'll respond to remaining questions via email. We have now received some questions, so we'll turn to those first. Our first question asks, what types of data or files would I transmit via this new offering that I can't currently do with my VAN provider or existing file transfer software?
This is Dan. I'll take that one, Stephanie. The type of files that you may want to focus on, certainly this is all a business decision that you have to make in terms of what files you want to control and manage and maintain yourselves versus what you want to run through the cloud. But being very engaged in the network, I've seen a number of customers pass some very very large files that they really have desired to move in a different way. They're huge payloads. They are mission critical pieces of information in one manner or another. Often they're a lower level of business value than perhaps your day-to-day transactions that you're processing that you do want individual transaction non-repudiation with. You want to be assured that a purchase order got through, it was picked up, it was delivered, received, etc. But you may have larger payloads of data that you don't need that kind of governance over, but you still want a secure connection and you do want control and visibility into it. Some of the data that's ideal for this would be things like very large payloads of point of sale data that you may either be sending out to your distributors or suppliers so that they can monitor and track what's been happening at point of sale and can use that data to go ahead and launch some replenishment orders out to their distribution and fulfillment networks. Or you may want to be receiving that data through a big, large payload to do the same. So sending it or receiving it, those are some ideal candidates in the manufacturing and the retailing world. Financial file exchanges may be a more sensitive payload, but a lot of you are already moving those back and forth between many banks, and they're probably one connection with each. You could look at consolidating your financial file exchanges through the file transfer service and allow that one connection to be your path to the chosen financial institutions that you want to stand up in your file transfer service. couple of other things are large catalogs, CAD files. Those are certainly tremendous candidates for this. Any kind of high volume data that you want to exchange. Those are the ideal candidates.
Okay, our next question asks, does the product support file name transformation by reading content of data file which is, are in binary format?
I'm thinking about this one a little bit, and we do not, this service is a very, one of the colloquial terms I've used with it is a no-frills service. It's very fundamental, it's very simple. We've kept it that way to keep it very economical for our customers. We want this to be affordable and something that serves your needs. As a part of that, as a part of that commitment to keep this affordable, we do not crack open any files that are coming in and read the content and use that content-based information to split and route and translate or do any kind of added services. This is strictly moving a payload from point A to point B. So a customer wouldn't want to mix a bunch of data that they want routed into the network into this. This is exclusively payloads that are to be exchanged from one trading partner to another. We don't do anything fancy with it. I hope that answered your question.
Our next question asks, is there a specific business model that the cloud model is targeted for?
Well, I'll start off on that one, and then Dan can add to it. I think he addressed some of those issues when in the first question that he answered regarding the types of specific use cases and the types of payloads that might be looked at. One thing I'd like to point out is that the business model in this case really comes down to business level decisions about your own IT organization. It's not a replacement for anything. However, if your particular business is running into issues around capacity, infrastructure capacity, IT resource, i.e. personnel capacity, that's the type of that's really the model that this is designed to answer those questions and really coming to market in order to address that gap that we've had in our portfolio offering up until this point. So, Dan, I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that.
I think we've covered it in the last couple of discussions. If somebody thinks we can...
So we hope we've answered that particular question through the last couple of questions, and we can follow up afterwards if there's something else that we need to address.
All right. Our next question asks, our MFT service is a corporate hub with as many internal customers as we have external customers. While the service offering might offload management of external connectors, wouldn't I still require a significant hub to support my internal distribution?
I'll go ahead and pick up on that. Absolutely, I think that's true. If I'm reading the question right, I've worked for a number of companies where they've acquired new companies or have had legacy systems that still exist in other divisions or operations in the States or across the globe. And internal file transfer is definitely something that can be very siloed in terms of what kind of protocols have been deployed and the different types of file sizing. This could definitely be deployed internally and could be used intra-business as well as outside of your business as an extra net type of a support structure. I see a lot of value in being able to do that.
Okay, our next question asks, does this service allow me to leverage my existing investment in other Sterling MFT products?
Yeah, I'll address that one. Towards the end of the presentation, you know, I'll refocus on that this new offering, this new cloud offering really complements our existing portfolio of software offerings. It's not a replacement of, it's not a, an and or, it's really a plus one type of new introduction. If someone is using various managed file transfer products on-prem and they get to the point where their growth, when trading partner growth, file size growth, frequency growth is expanding beyond their capacity again, this would be the type of offering that could be evaluated as a solution to that type of scenario. So having Connect Direct and having Control Center and Sterling File Gateway and MQ, FTE, this can work hand in hand with those in the sense that it answers and can address an issue that the other products may not.
Okay, as a reminder, you may submit your questions via the chat window on your screen and clicking on the send button. We did receive a few questions around whether or not this presentation is going to be available after the webcast. We'll be sending out a archived version of the webcast and a link that you can rewatch this webcast after the fact. So I just wanted to let everyone know that. And again, if you want to go ahead and submit your question, we'll respond to that via the phone call here. And if not, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. So Matt and Dan, if you guys had anything you wanted to share while we're waiting for questions.
No, thanks again to everyone for joining us today. There will be a lot more information coming out both probably through your connections through the Customer Center as well as our sterlingcommerce.com, and as we move to ibm.com, there'll be a lot more information on this new service available, and so feel free to reach out to us as well as your account team in order to evaluate how this might solve some of your problems. So thank you very much.
All right, it looks like that is it for our questions for right now, so we'll go ahead and wrap up. I want to thank everyone for their questions. We have reached our scheduled adjournment time. For those of you whose questions we have not yet answered, we'll be emailing the answers to you soon. I'd also like to thank our speakers today, Mr. Matt Busey, Product Marketing Manager, and Mr. Dan Davis, Product Manager, IBM Sterling B2B Services. I'd also like to thank each of you for joining us for this session. We hope it was helpful, and we look forward to working with you again in the very near future. I'm Stephanie. Thank you, and have a good day.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.